Hundreds of rescue workers from around the world have joined the efforts to find survivors of those twin earthquakes which devastated Venezuela last week. Officials have confirmed at least 1,450 people have died after those magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 earthquakes struck on Wednesday. That second one was the strongest quake to hit the country in more than a century. Around 50,000 people are believed to be missing, just a mind-boggling number. Craig Redmond is Chief Operating Officer at the US charity Direct Relief, which has been supporting teams in Venezuela. He joined me earlier. Craig Redmond, thanks very much for speaking to me on Radio National Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Melissa. My pleasure.
Can you tell me what sort of conditions rescue teams are facing on the ground right now?
Well, right now it's a mad dash to try to save as many lives as possible. As you know, it's been several days now. And the fear, of course, is the likelihood of finding more people alive is diminishing over time. So right now, it's all hands on deck. Everyone's doing everything they can possibly do to find as many people as possible.
And how's that going, given there's been hundreds of aftershocks since those initial quakes on Wednesday? Is that really limiting ability to get to the rubble, search through the rubble in a safe way?
It is. You have to be, every time there's another aftershock, of course, you have to, you have to wait to see how bad is it going to be. Is it going to be something that's going to further destabilize the wreckage and make it dangerous, or can we proceed? So they're having to rethink that every time they, you know, approach another building.
And what is the sort of rescue mission that's underway now? I mean, we've seemed to have gone past that golden window that they talk about where you're most likely to find survivors. Is this now a matter of trying to retrieve bodies, or are we still seeing some miracle stories of people still alive even after all this time?
Direct Relief is supporting several search and rescue groups, and they have canine units. And it's kind of those dogs are amazing, and you know they're well trained. They know exactly what they're looking for, and if there is anyone in there still, you know they'll find them. However, you're right. It is getting, hope is dimming a bit now that we're so far into it. So now it's just a matter of trying to find any last person who might be alive and then, of course, turning to the recovery and beginning to address, you know, what systems are shattered and how can they be built back up and supported so that they can, for example, the work that Direct Relief does supporting healthcare providers with critical medicine to make sure that those hospitals and clinics can function and help people.
Yeah, that's a really important question because not only do we have this death toll that's climbed over 1,400 already, but there are thousands of people who are injured. How is Venezuela's health system coping?
I'm sorry to say not well. It was fragile before these earthquakes and had been underinvested in for a number of years. Direct Relief has been supporting hospitals and clinics in Venezuela for a number of years. And I can tell you, they have not been invested in ways that they should have. So now, of course, along comes these horrific earthquakes and it, further stresses an already fragile system.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. Craig Redmond, the Chief Operating Officer at the charity Direct Relief, is our guest as we talk about the situation in Venezuela following the devastating earthquakes last week. Craig, the United States is taking something of a leading role in this response. There's been a support in terms of financial aid and a lot of Americans coming to join the rescue efforts. We've seen a lot of other countries also send rescue teams and aid, but it seems to have taken a while for that to get off the ground. What's behind that delay?
I can't say what's behind the delay. I will say this, in every emergency that I've ever been a part of, earthquakes included, it's just never fast enough, right? Even though organizations do their best to be responsive, to do everything they can to be as quick as possible, to activate systems and so forth, if you're a survivor of one of these horrible earthquakes, or rapid onset disasters, the assistance can never come fast enough. And we who work in this field just feel like, how can we speed up even more? What can we do to make sure that assistance gets there faster? So the main thing that we can do at this time is support those local Venezuelan organizations, health clinics, healthcare providers, because they're the ones on the ground and they're the ones who are going to always be fastest.
And those local efforts, have they been hampered at all by some of the domestic politics that has obviously been very significantly impacting Venezuela? We saw the US seize the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, in January. We've got an interim president in Delcy Rodriguez. Does turmoil at that national level of politics affect the local response?
Well, I won't go into the politics of it, Melissa, but I will say that, you know, those systems have been underinvested in for a number of years. That's for sure. And I can speak to the healthcare system and tell you that, you know, the hospitals, clinics, so those amazing frontline healthcare providers, you know, haven't been invested in enough. And so, of course, that's going to, you know, have implications for when something as horrific as these two earthquakes happen.
Craig, good luck in the coming days. I know it's going to remain hard for quite a while yet. Thanks very much for speaking to me this morning.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Take care.